Another big question for Egypt is what the role of the Muslim Brotherhood will be. Many in Israel and the West worry that the departure of Hosni Mubarak could mean a central role for the Islamist organization. The World's Jeb Sharp reports.
It was clear from the beginning that the Muslim Brotherhood was not a big player in the protests. In fact, the group's leadership hesitated to join in, waiting to see what would happen. And when the Brotherhood did finally plunge in, it did not try to co-opt the movement. But the group is poised to gain power in any political transition. Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group says it's the most rooted and most organized opposition group in Egypt.
It's present in the mosques. It's present because it provides social services. It's present because it has been responsive to some of the socioeconomic needs of its constituents. Egypt is a quite religious society, and it is one in which the Muslim Brotherhood is almost inevitably going to play a much larger role.
The Muslim Brotherhood was founded in 1928 at a time of anti-colonial fervor. Its goal was an Islamic state, and its slogan was "Islam is the solution." The group was outlawed in the 1950s and has been brutally suppressed by Egyptian governments since. In recent years, it has renounced violence and concentrated on politics. But Jim Phillips of the Heritage Foundation speaks for many in the West when he says he fears that moderation is a cover for more radical aspirations.
The Brotherhood says very moderate things, but if you look at its long-term goals, they are far from moderate. Their differences with some of the more radical forces are not over the ultimate goal, but on how best to get there. And the Brotherhood is much more patient, but nonetheless committed to that anti-freedom agenda.
Phillips worries the Egyptian revolution could go the way of others, where broad-based movements were co-opted by an extremist minority, especially if unemployment remains high. But Alison Pargeter, author of a new book about the Muslim Brotherhood, says she thinks fears about the group are overblown. If you want to gauge the danger, she says, look at the Muslim Brotherhood's history.
They've never claimed that they wanted to seize power. They've never advocated taking up arms against their own regime. And if you look at the history, in fact, the only occasion that they ever tried to do that was in Syria in the early 1980s when they joined what seemed to be a populist revolt, and the rank and file of the movement joined in the revolt, leaving the leadership somewhat behind. And it was an absolute disaster.
Pargeter says, if anything, the Muslim Brotherhood has ossified a bit as it has strived to appear moderate and pragmatic. At this stage, she thinks the Obama administration should try to engage the group. Robert Malley of the International Crisis Group agrees. He says it's time to test the Muslim Brotherhood.
There's reason to be concerned when one reads their program, and there should be no denying that. What they have to say about Jews, what they have to say about women, what they have to say about their conception of society are not things that I'm sure most Americans, most Westerners would identify with. But they are a very representative organization of a large constituency of Egyptians. And they have gone through an evolution from the time when they were engaged in acts of violence. They have forsworn that. At least that's what they have said. And I think we should take them at their word and test them.
Test them, Malley says, to see whether there's a place for nonviolent political Islam in a pluralistic, democratic Egypt. For The World, I'm Jeb Sharp.